Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. You know, sometimes when we read stories or accounts in Scripture, it's easy to be ultra-critical of those who show weakness. We may think that we would have said or done the right thing in the given situation. And maybe we would, but I don't know how any of us could say that with any certainty. Just look at Peter's reaction when Jesus told him ahead of the event that Peter would deny him three times before the rooster crowed. Peter was wrong. Jesus was right. So keep that in mind as we read this next section in Luke chapter 8, verses 22 through 25. Luke chapter 8, beginning in verse 22. One day he got into a boat with his disciples, and he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side of the lake." So they set out, and as they sailed, he fell asleep. And a windstorm came down on the lake, and they were filling with water and were in danger. And they went and woke him, saying, "Master, Master, we are perishing." And he awoke and rebuked the wind and the raging waves, and they ceased, and there was a calm. He said to them, "Where is your faith?" And they were afraid, and they marveled, saying to one another, "Who then is this, that he commands even winds and water, and they obey him?" You know, the easy conclusion for us all to make is, well, Jesus was there the whole time. They shouldn't have been afraid. You know what? That's the right conclusion. But how quickly do we potentially forget that fact in our own lives? No, we're not going on boat rides with Jesus, but when we go through those proverbial storms in life, do we readily remember that Jesus is there? Or do we act like the other disciples? Do we act as though all is lost and we're going to suffer all alone? What has Paul told us in Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 7? "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your reasonableness be known to everyone. The Lord is at hand. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." If you're a fellow disciple of Christ, what are you so worried about? Where is your faith in the midst of the storms? Peter said that we are to humble ourselves under God's mighty hand and that we can cast all of our anxieties on him because he cares for us. Where is our faith? Do we remember these facts in the times of our storms? Now, there is the other side of the coin to consider here as well. Some of us listening today are in a boat without Jesus. We're trying to weather these storms of life without the greatest help available to mankind. If you were to conclude that you are perishing, that you are suffering without Jesus, you'd be absolutely right. But it doesn't have to be that way. You may think that you're staying afloat for now, but in reality, it's at least a slow leak that's going to eventually sink your boat if you think you can navigate this life alone. For many, the winds are going to pick up. The waves are going to crash, and you're going to find you have nothing substantial to hold on to. The reality is what it is. Storms arise in life, just as it did for these disciples in a literal sense. But there was one major reality that they all seemingly forgot, and maybe we do too. The Lord is at hand. But the question always is he your Lord? The one who calmed the winds and the waves with his words. The one who formed this world. The one who went to the cross to calm the greatest storm of sin and of death. He went to the cross for you. He went to the cross for me. And he's the same one who continues to provide calm to our storms if we would only trust and obey him. Where is your faith, neighbor? May it be found in the one and only who can calm the storms of this life and bring us into the life to come, Jesus the Christ. Thanks so much for listening today. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow with more Press On. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/Church of Christ Beaver Dam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.